On hand were prominent industrialists, at least one director of the giant Deutsche Bank, as well as I.G. Farben's Hermann Schmitz and Dr. Georg von Schnitzler, representing Farben's board of directors. According to author Eustace Mullins, also attending this meeting were John Foster Dulles and Alan Dulles of the New York law firm Sullivan & Cromwell, which represented the Schroeder Bank. This claim has been disputed by other researchers. At that time, Germany was a free republic with one of the most educated and cultured populations in the world. The country was at peace and enjoying a blossoming of democratic freedom under a coalition government of the Weimar Republic. Oddly, Hitler went against tradition by choosing not to work out of an office in the German Reichstag, or parliament building, and on February 27, 1933, the Reichstag was gutted by fire. In those slower, gentler times, this act was as great a shock to the German people as the destruction of the World Trade Center towers was to Americans in 2001. Hitler blamed the destruction on communist terrorists. Inside the building, police arrested an incoherent, half-naked, retarded Dutch youth named Marinus van der Lubbe. They said he was carrying a Dutch Communist Party card. After some time in custody, the youth confessed to being the arsonist. However, later investigation found that one person could not have started the mammoth blaze, and that incendiary devices had been carried into the building through a tunnel that led to the offices of Hitler's closest partner, Hermann Göring. Despite misgivings in many quarters about the official explanation of the fire, it was announced that the government is of the opinion that the situation is such that a danger to the state and nation existed and still exists. Law enforcement agencies quickly moved against not only the communists, but also pacifists, liberals, and Democrats. Less than a month later, on March 24, 1933, at Hitler's urging, a panicky German parliament voted 441-94 to pass an enabling act, which became the starting point for Hitler's dictatorship. As a result of the enabling act, the Nazi government required national identity cards, racial profiling, the equivalent of a national homeland security chief, SS Reichsführer Heinrich Himmler, gun confiscation, and later, mass murders and incarcerations in concentration camps. When Germany awoke, wrote British reporter Douglas Reed, a man's home was no longer his castle.